If you or your group want to be non-oppressive and empowering and inclusive and open to new learning, and you should, then developing assertiveness is the first thing you should do before setting out more grand plans. Communication is going to be the basis of any positive change, so I suggest you try this exercise as a kind of self-assessment. It's meant to assess your style of communication. It's something for you to think about. It's a series of simple questions that will help you understand just how passive a communicator you might be, or how aggressive a communicator you might be. How about the following statements? Just listen to them and make a mental note of whether you respond with a strong yes, or a strong no, or a maybe. The questions will help you spot the aspects of communication you need to pay most attention to. Okay, now passive communicators are going to have lots of definite yes answers. And if you have a lot of yes answers, you can think of them as areas which you have to make a real priority. They're a real opportunity for you to change. If you try how it feels when you behave differently in one or two of these areas that you've spotted, you're going to find that when you come back to these questions, you'll have fewer yeses in your answers and more maybes and nos. So listen to these statements and see how they apply to you. Here's the first. People find it easy to take advantage of me. Yes, maybe, no. I'll run through the rest now. Second one, I don't speak because I'm afraid people will think I'm aggressive. Next one, I often sound as if I'm asking a question when I'm making a statement. Number four, I tend to look down at the floor and fold my arms across my chest when speaking to other people. I tend to downplay compliments when I get them. I avoid expressing my displeasure. I tend to keep the peace. I feel the need to invent excuses when I say no. I tend to say yes when I want to say no. I feel guilty when I say no. I make promises I later regret. I let myself be pressured into making decisions. I accept what I'm offered, even when it's not what I wanted or expected. I ask friends or family members to speak for me when I'm reluctant to speak for myself. I tend to respond defensively when unfairly criticized. I lose courage at the last moment and don't say what I plan to say. When I'm nervous about an upcoming event or situation, I have doubts about my ability to handle it. So how did you respond to those statements? Did you often say yes? Because that means you're clearly too passive in your communication style. If that's the case, I suggest you think about ways you could change in one or two of these areas. For instance, if you're a great downplayer of compliments, start finding ways of saying thank you if someone says something nice about you. If you really don't usually express your displeasure, then make a point of trying to say, I don't agree, or this makes me feel uneasy or uncomfortable. And if you're a great one for keeping the peace, consider how it would be just to hold back when you feel that impulse to make the calming statement. Or if you feel guilty about saying no, then how about saying no anyway, and noticing that the world actually doesn't fall apart. There are excellent books and courses available which can help you learn assertiveness. Because it may not come naturally to you, but if you are a passive communicator, it's going to help you and all those around you enormously if you really learn to state clearly what you need without being a doormat.